Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I am your host. So it is Wednesday, so we're doing What's On Your Mind, as always. Got Jason here with me. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, man, it's a hectic What's On Your Mind Wednesday, but we're here. We're going. We're doing it.
Yeah, we got through that little issue.
Doesn't matter how we got here, as long as we got here, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna jump right into this since we're running a little bit behind. So the website DidDetailSolutionsPodcast.com is where you can find the links to anywhere you want to listen to the podcast. It's gonna have the preferred vendor page where you can go to any of our sponsors and get a quick link to their page, all their discount codes, and then also the merch store where you guys can buy any of the podcasting merchandise, so the Concaster shirt, the logo shirt, the hats, things like that. If you're going to MTE and you want to get one of the Kong Assassin shirts, you're going to have to reach out to Jason for that. Jason's the one selling those, not me. So, Jason, how are they going to get a hold of you?
Hit me up on social media.
Okay, so just reach out to Jason. Yeah. So you want a shirt. As always, we are live streaming this on YouTube. Our YouTube channel is the Detail Solutions Podcast. Please make sure you go like, share, subscribe. Hit that notification bell if you prefer to watch these versus listening to them. And then again, we mentioned MTE, so it's coming up January 26th through the 28th, 2023. If you have not purchased your tickets yet, you can go to mobiletechexpo.com, use the code DSP15, save 15%. And then while you're there, go on over to mobiletechexpo.com/golden-mic or golden-mic and vote for anybody who has a podcast, but please vote for us. And it's not really a vote, doesn't count by how many votes. It's how we've impacted or made a change, what we do for you. Sydney's on here, so I'll give her a plug. You can go say nice words about her podcast. but do ours first.
And then Thank you.
And then as always, just like, share, follow, subscribe anywhere that you're on social media. So the Facebook page, the discussion group, the Instagram, the TikTok, whatever. Make sure you leave us a Google review so that it helps us out. All right. So Jason, we'll jump right into this, man. So we've got, we're doing
ladies night.
I just labeled it ladies night. I don't know.
Yeah.
I
mean,
nice. Nice.
I was trying to think of something, you know, light and fun or whatever. I've wanted to do this for a while. To invite some of the ladies in the industry on and just kind of, you know, get their take on it. I know Rennie has done some lady panels before. I don't know that they maybe have hit on some of the questions that we will hit on, at least I've listened to. I don't know that this has been done a whole lot. So we've got, I'm going to go clockwise from my view. So we've got Sarah from Rupus, we've got Sydney from PNS, we've got Jen of Cosmetology, and then we have Megan of Retired. So or jobless or
unemployed.
formerly Auto Geek. Listen to the last episode. You can go find out why she left Auto Geek. Somebody's got background noise. Who's got background noise? TV?
It's probably me. I'm in a room full of guys. Let me tell them.
Tell them. Yeah. Hey, shut up. Yeah. You can blame
Bob. Phillips. Bob Phillips.
Yeah. Hey, Bob.
Say hi to a ladies' night.
So again, like I said, I mean, we just wanted to ask you guys some questions. I think this panel is pretty decent as far as, so, you know, we've
this
got
panel is great.
I think it is. But I mean, as far as like
diversity,
as far as diversity, right? We've got Sarah, who's
very diverse.
From a tool manufacturer, right? Sydney's with a chemical manufacturer, Jen, formerly of a ceramic coating brand, and now of herself. And then, of course, Megan being top of the line, top of the food chain of AutoGeek. I think that's like four really good different perspectives in the industry. So the first question I want to jump right out of the gate with, and I don't know, this question might eat up most of the episode, who knows? But it's just because of some stuff that I saw that you know happened over the weekend, and I mean it could have been this weekend, it could have been last week. It always happens. But what do you guys or what do you ladies think about all the drama in the industry that's predominantly by the men, when normally it's, you know, usually in real world, it's always like the women are the ones that are supposed to be causing the drama. But in this industry, it's the men, and you typically don't see the women causing any drama. And whoever wants to jump in and start first.
I'll say it. It's ego.
Yes.
It's ego. Women don't have egos like that. Mm-hmm. These guys and their egos get in the way. I mean, this is detailing. We're cleaning cars and making people happy. There's no need. If you're that busy doing what you're doing, then there's no time for drama. I don't.
It's the old, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean, right? So yeah. Get off of Facebook and do some work.
Yeah. To be honest, I just shut my laptop and my phone off. I don't even want to comment on it.
Same. Yeah, so much of it is the egos. And I think, you know, I just noticed that in the industry, you know, the women don't really ever, I mean, I've never seen anybody tear anybody down. Right. And I think it always will fall back on the ego situation. So, you know, I think that's great. I'm happy that's the way it is. Right. But yeah, I try to not pay attention, but sometimes it's hard.
Yeah. get the chair and the popcorn out and just start.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's like what I try to do.
The camp chair. Yeah.
Yeah. Sarah, do you have a take on it?
Yes, a few, but I won't mention all few. I at that point think, a lot of it is ego. And like, they said, Megan said, I don't really see that with the women in our industry. And my perspective on it is like, we're already the minority in the workforce in general, right? Then you put us in this industry, we're a super minority, right? And I think, at least my perspective is, I want everyone to succeed, but especially the women. And at the end of the day, like my intentions in this industry and my career are to make a positive impact on people's lives, right? At the end of the day, when my funeral comes, the celebration of my death, I don't think anyone's going to come to my funeral and be like, oh man, she was a gnarly polisher, bro. Like, what? You know, like at the end, I want people to remember me by my character, right? And I honestly don't even see any of this stuff that goes on social media unless someone takes screen grabs and sends it to me. Then I'm like, oh shit, let me get my teacup, you know? But otherwise, I honest to God, I have no idea what goes on. I hear tidbits here and there. I'm just like, oh man, that's kind of buck. How'd you get your, like, how did you get in this situation? Why, you know, why are you exerting so much energy into all this nonsense? We're all hopefully in this for the same reasons, right? Yeah. To please our customers, to be able to pay our bills and to be able to make positive impacts in people's lives. And again, for me, I want to see everyone succeed. Even if I don't really like you, I still want to see you succeed.
Right. So
why am I going to sit here and make, you know, talk bad about someone and make myself look bad? That's just, you know, so
yeah. It's just a waste of time.
and like energy, dude. Like,
right.
Like the like our time and our energy are so valuable and precious. Why spend it doing this and all this and then this and for what?
Yeah.
Just go out there, make your money, go home, spend time with your family, mm-hmm. and love your life. That's it. That's right. My take on it. I just think we, you know, women, we want to see each other succeed, and we want to see our colleagues succeed, and all that other stuff to me is it's just for the birds, you know?
Yeah. Now, kind of sitting back and watching it, you know, from your guys' perspective, do you think that, you know, that kind of drama or just nonsense that goes on, do you think it tarnishes the way that people look or think about those certain people? Or do you just think like, oh, whatever, it's just chest beating and it's going to happen again, and everybody's going to like, you know, kind of poke the fires to get it to happen because, you know, we all want to see, you know, the, you know, somebody implode or something like that?
I just think that people just don't have anything better to do sometimes, you know. It's like, keep busy, you know. Don't you have a business to run? Don't you have house to clean or think about how to grow your business or something new? Or you know, there's just so much other stuff that you can spend your time on rather than sitting on the computer and typing away and, you know, trying to, you know, bash people. I mean, it's I just feel that sometimes people feel threatened about, you know, things that they don't need to feel threatened about.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I think it actually reflects worse on the person, you know, kind of creating the drama more so than maybe the person that they're talking about. I know when I look at it, I always think, and like Sarah mentioned, it's like character. I think it says a lot about somebody's character when they, you know, go out and feel like they need to post all about, you know, somebody's past or what they're doing or how they do business. I think it actually reflects worse on the character of the person kind of having the public meltdown.
Right.
So I know for me, I'm never swayed by anything that's posted about somebody online. You know, I'm kind of the type that I just judge people by my interactions with them.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, that's kind of my take, is that I think it actually reflects worse on the person trying to take somebody else down, if you will.
I gotcha. That's how I feel my opinion about Jason, you know, and everybody's like, oh, Jason, you know, gets mad and yells at everybody. And I'm like, I don't know. He treats me fine. So he's a good dude, you know, like
Jason cracks me up. Yeah. Totally cracks me up.
I mean, I just try to be as honest as I can be.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, you don't like it. If you do, great. I mean,
yeah.
It's too funny.
Yeah.
Okay. I will say that I'm getting a lot of life lessons right now from you ladies. So
yeah.
as a man, I appreciate it, and I am going to retain it. So I mean,
yeah,
men that are going to listen to this podcast tomorrow, so, please call us.
A little softer side.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, that didn't take as long as I thought it was. I thought that would really drug out a lot.
Well, I think we overthought that question. We were going to ask you, and we're like, oh, yeah. Dude, that's a great question. That might go on for a long time. Nope.
But maybe
now you should do a mail panel and see how
that just shows how much we don't want to get involved in drama.
That's what I was just going to say. It's because we're guys and we're thinking about the drama part of it. Let's jump into the first commercial and then we'll come back. I think Jason's got a good question for the ladies as well. So here we go.
Daniel here from the big box C store right down the street. Hey, we have a special in aisle 15 on yellow microfiber towels, guaranteed to scratch and mar your paint to high hell. So go on down aisle 15 if you're really looking for a less than quality product. Appreciate you. Come on down.
Hold up, Daniel. Every detailer who knows anything knows that auto fiber is where it's at. From the No Freak Streak to the Korean Pearl to the Dreadnought drying towel, Auto Fiber has everything that you need. So go to autofiber.com and use the code DSP at checkout to save today. All right. Jason, you came up with some good questions on your own. So I figured maybe we'll alternate these. So
yeah, that's fine.
You go.
So one of my questions I have is, how would you encourage other females in the industry who might be thinking about getting into the industry and might be hesitant just because it is a male dominant industry?
What was the first part of the question?
How would you encourage other females in the industry?
Okay, got it. Find somebody that can be, you know, another female that can be a mentor to help them out. So they're not so afraid of it just because it can be intimidating with another guy. Or, I mean, you can find a guy that can be a good mentor also. Growing up, I had a couple mentors and it was great. It really helped me out. That's what I got.
Okay. Anybody have something different or all the same?
I think for me, I just always try to, let people know that just really having confidence, like you just have to really have confidence in yourself and, be confident in the fact that you're a female detailer in a male dominated industry. You know, my story has been told and, you know, I worked alone and kind of unknown for a lot of years and, then I ended up with a lot of male mentors that really helped me and, you know, gave me the confidence to put my face forward and like, it's okay, you know, to kind of be in the minority, like that's okay. And so I think that was the biggest thing for me was just having confidence that, it's actually kind of cool to be a strong woman in a male dominated industry. And that if you really, show that about yourself and have confidence in it, that it, you know, it takes you so far and makes the whole process a lot easier. I know when I didn't have confidence in the fact that, I was doing something that not a lot of women do, it was a lot harder. I mean, 100 times harder.
Right.
And I do want to say that, I would tell them that it's definitely okay to make mistakes because there's going to be a lot of mistakes that will be made, but there's always a lesson learned through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's probably a little bit less forgiving for the women to make mistakes with other women, either coaching them or mentoring, than for a male to make a mistake with another male because we're just going to bash each other.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Megan, you were going to say something.
You know what? What I was going to say is kind of what Sydney said. I think you have to be prepared that no matter how good you are, you're going to have to be better than the guys. You're going to have to try harder because you're going to be scrutinized a lot more than the guy next to you. So, you know, anytime you come into a business like this and it's male dominated, you know, you can be the best detailer, you know, there is, but you still have to be better than them. You know, it's just, I see it all the time. You know, some of these women, they're amazing detailers because their eye for detail is just completely different than a guy's,
right. But
still they have to try harder. And I think you just have to be okay with that in the beginning. You know, it'll work itself out, but in the beginning you are going to have to be better.
Right.
They're very unforgiving.
Yeah.
Sorry, Megan, your face is like kind of blocked on my computer. I didn't know if you were saying something or you were going to say something.
No, you're good.
Okay.
And then Sarah, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, you know, what they said. I think it's important to have, a strong support system internally in the industry. It's important to have a strong support system and an outlet outside of your job, outside of your career. And I think it's important for anyone getting in this industry. I don't care if you're male, female, they, anyone getting into this has to know that every day is a learning process, right? Every day is a learning experience. Again, whether you're in this industry or you're something else, if you're not learning every day, there's a problem, you know?
Right.
You're going to make mistakes and you have to learn from those mistakes. And I think, again, to piggyback off what Sydney said, as far as, having confidence in yourself, I think, unfortunately, women really struggle with that in general. you know, just the society that we're in, we always have to worry about our image or being polite or saying the right thing or acting the right way or not talking like this, but talking like that. And I think it's just important for anyone to have confidence in themselves and to love themselves and to love the craft and to love the artistry. And it's easy to kind of lose sight of that, you know, because I have my own experiences through the several years that I've been doing this. And I've had a lot of great experiences and I've had a lot of like, I really want to keep doing this, you know? Yeah. But thankfully I've had an incredible support system, both again, inside the industry and outside the industry of people who've, you know, help lift me up and help remind me who I am and why I'm doing this. And to just keep pushing forward. And I think that's important for, like I said, for anyone going into any industry, going into any line of business, I think it's crucial.
Right, right. Let's do another break real quick. And then I've actually got a question that'll tie into kind of all your guys's response to Jason's question, I think. So. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Still sitting on a bucket or a poorly built shop stool? Aren't you tired of the discomfort and back pain caused by your lousy shop stool? The days of tiny casters and thin seats are over. Meet the Viper Chair, America's number one shop chair, made right here in the USA. The Viper Chair glides over any surface and loose debris with 4-inch industrial-grade casters. Relieve your lower back pain with the perfectly angled backrest. Prevent tipping and improve posture with a wide, sturdy base. Viper Chairs are designed for every industry: automotive, detailing, welding, or any other project in your garage, no matter what you love to do. With an artillery of accessories, Viper is here to help you with whatever the job requires. Stop wasting your money buying cheap China-made shop stools and get yourself a Viper chair, handcrafted right here in America. Visit ViperIndustrial.com now for our $50 site-wide sale. But hurry, this sale ends soon. Shop ViperIndustrial.com. That's VYPERIndustrial.com.
Okay, and then kind of the next question that I had, I think would be pretty good off of all of y'all's answers about the whole, like, just having the confidence thing. When you go into either like a training, whether you're, you know, a part of, I guess, like the training staff, because all of you are probably, you know, trained people, or going into a training yourself to try and, you know, learn something or better yourself, or even just like a meeting, you know, Megan, I'm sure, has had plenty of office meetings in her lifetime, and, you know, some of you too. How do you gain that confidence or, you know, get that confidence yourself to go in where you might be the one female in a, you know, training or meeting with a bunch of males to either like, hey, I'm going to train you and guys are, you know, looking that for that experience off of you, or I'm training beside these people or, you know, doing a meeting with these people and I have to get up and say my thing and make sure that my thing comes across as the best, you know, idea or thing we should do.
You want me to take that first?
Whoever. I mean, it's a free for all. So yeah.
I think being prepared is always the number one key. You know, whatever you're doing, if you're prepared, whether it's a business meeting or training, you know, you just come in, you have your plan, and you execute it. And I just, you know, I don't think I ever walk into meeting anymore and think like, oh my goodness, I'm the only female in here, which
right.
Almost always, you know. It doesn't occur to me anymore. You know, I just feel like I have enough time and enough, you know, knowledge in the industry now where, you know, I can kind of do it in my sleep. And, you know, when you're confident enough and you know what you're doing and speaking of, then you're okay. And I think that just kind of goes back to we're always doing something to help, you know, improve ourselves, make ourselves better at what we do, continuing our education and, you know, fine tuning things. So as long as you keep doing that, you know, there comes a point where you just walk in a room and you don't care who's in the room. Right. You just care they're there to work with you.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I feel the same way. I feel like I don't even think about it. And in some ways, I almost enjoy the reaction of, you know, if I walk in and I'm the trainer and, you know, you can kind of tell everybody looks around, and I think that's hilarious. I don't get nervous about it anymore. And like Megan said, I forget. I mean, not that I forget that I'm female, but you know what I mean? I forget I forget that there's even a difference, you know?
Right.
And so it doesn't really bother me anymore. And I just have fun with it. I just make it, you know, fun.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. Sarah, Jen, either you two.
Jen, you want to go first?
Sure. Well, I hate thinking that I'm, you know, like the best, but I just know that there's so much stuff that I've learned over the years, and a lot of it is, you know, from making mistakes. And I just want to make sure that, you know, I can help people as much as I can, like jump some hurdles so they don't have to make the same mistakes. And I just want to give something back to them that I know that they can, you know, hopefully take with them, you know, the rest of their life, and just give them as much knowledge. And I love training. I love helping people. I love the fact that they come back and they, you know, that I message me and tell me, oh my God, my screen is going messy. You know, and they give positive feedback. Like, that's what I love to do. And that's right. A big part of it.
Nice.
Yeah. So kind of piggyback off again, what Megan said, as far as, you know, just being prepared, I feel like I'm constantly trying to learn. I'm reaching out to different people about different techniques, you know, learning a lot more about the technical side of tools. I certainly don't think I'm anywhere near the best. That kind of, again, piggyback off what Jen said, I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, both, you know, within detailing, within business, my personal life. And I just try to help others so that way they don't make the same mistakes. And then, you know, I have my morning routines before I go into trainings or before I, you know, I go to events or anything. I put on Megan Thee Stallion. I, you know, put my game face on just like I used to do when I played ball and swim. And, you know, I just kind of get into my zone. And in the beginning, it was rough, man. I had some guys say some foul things to me when I first started training. And that honestly kind of just added fuel to that fire. And now I'm at the point where when I walk into somewhere, I honestly don't notice that I'm the only woman anymore.
Right.
9.5 out of 10 times I am.
Yeah.
I just kind of stopped paying attention to that. Cause that can kind of, you know, mess with your head a little bit. And it can be intimidating, but I just kind of had to, you know, teach myself to not think about that. And, you know, sometimes I'll play some like Michael Scott skits in my head from The Office to, you know, kind of like loosen things up a little bit. And, you know, I joke around with a lot of students too. And I think once people, you know, they get to know me and, you know, they have that interaction with me, they realize I'm just a goofball who loves what I do. After the first few months of training with Rupa, as it, all that negative stuff from the fellas, it all kind of went away. And I'm not going to lie, it helped with me being underneath Jason Rose's wing. It really did. He's helped me tremendously. I can never thank him enough for everything he's done. You know, to help me with my confidence and my skill set. And, you know, guys now, when they come into the room with Jason, it's almost like she's been working under him for years. Like, okay, like she must know something, right?
Right.
And again, I can't thank him enough for helping me as much as he has.
Yeah, I would like to think and hope that, you know, 90% of the males in the industry, like it's no big deal. It's like, whatever. I mean, like when I was at Gloss University and Jen was there, I was like, oh, cool. That, you know, Jen's here and Brenda was there. And there was, I think, one other girl, right, Jen, the daughter of the one guy. And it was like no big deal. Like, whatever. You know, but you know, and again, I'd like to think too that you guys are all in a place now where you kind of have a little bit of a stature where you guys enter into a room, or you ladies enter into a room, and it's like, oh, that's, you know, like people are more probably looking up to you and maybe more intimidated by you than you being intimidated by being in the room with them. Could be wrong. I don't know.
No, maybe. No, I agree with that. I'll tell you, yeah. Man, that like I've never, and I don't, I hope this doesn't come out the wrong way. So, and before, like, I got into the detail industry, like, I never had any ambition to, like, go out and, like, meet a female and be like, hey, I know you, I look up to you, until I got to the detail industry, just because there's just so many really talented and smart and, you know, really good females in the industry. So now, like, when, like Alex says, I remember when I first met Jen at one of the IGL meets, I was excited. You know, I was like, damn, that's Jen Tocat. You know, yeah. So, I mean, I just wanted to be honest right there.
Yeah. Well, it's fun meeting people. And then, like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like Sarah said, it's fun to just all of a sudden be a goofball and be like,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Okay, let's do another commercial. And then we have a call-in question that we'll run that one.
O'Burke Rinseless Wash is an advanced polymer blended concentrate perfect for waterless and rinseless wash processes. The formula is specifically blended to lift and remove dirt particles to avoid scratching and marring when washing and drying the painted surface. We've removed the guesswork from waterless and rinseless washing by creating a superior lubrication in comparison to traditional wash soaps, with the end result of protecting the painted surface from scratching during the wash process. O'Burke Rinseless can help you save thousands of gallons, combine products for ease of mobile detailing, and is 100% biodegradable. O'Burke Rinseless can be used anywhere and is able to be disposed of in your lawn. As a listener of the Detail Solutions podcast, you'll receive an 8-ounce APS soap with your purchase of any size rinseless wash using the code DSP, all caps. So go to oburkecarcare.com. And don't forget to use the code DSP, all caps, and save today. Okay, let's see. Let's see if I can get this to work.
Hi, this is Jackie Orlando, a longtime listener, first-time caller. To the ladies on the episode tonight, are there any questions that you get tired of being asked that aren't asked of your male counterparts? For example, you know, when media asks questions on the red carpet to ladies that they might not ask them. I'd love to hear your answers. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jackie, for calling with that one. So I think what she's talking about is we talked last night and she was kind of mentioning, you know, like when they're like, oh, you know, who's watching the kids tonight? And they're not asking the guys of that. So being that you guys have been in probably a ton of podcasts, a lot of people, you know, interviews and things like that, do you get tired, or are there, you know, things that you're asked that not asking of men? Oh. Goose egg. No, nothing.
Is this by other detailers?
Well, I mean, I think what she's talking about is like when you guys are on things like this, like when you're on a podcast, or if you're, you know, being, I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess it could be other detailers. I mean, I don't know.
It could be anybody, other detailers, customers, yeah, like you said, yeah. If you're in an interview or anything like that, like,
yeah.
I mean, obviously,
I think I get what she means. Yeah. And I mean, you know, they say, well, how do you balance being a mom and a detailer? And I mean, that's kind of a silly question. Because, yeah. I mean, do they say, how do you handle being a dad and a detailer? Yeah. I mean, that's a little bit interesting. And then, honestly, because I have been on a lot, so I'm going to appreciate you too, because I have been on a lot of podcasts, and it does drive me crazy when, you know, they're like, you know, are you treated wrongly by the men in the industry? Like, sometimes that gets a little bit like, you know, yeah. That could mm-hmm. be like a whole Pandora's box. So sometimes that bothers me, but, and then just, I think it's more just the whole, like, how do you handle, you know, being a mom and having a business? And that didn't occur to me that that would be hard, but
yeah.
I definitely get, I hate to say it, but I get kind of get annoyed, maybe I do a little bit, how people are like, you know, you just work on supercars, but I can't tell you how many minivans and trade-in vehicles, and I'm sorry for swearing, but just shit vehicles that I've had to shampoo and like dirty underwear, just disgusting. Like there was a guy that came in with his station wagon that he had his cat's litter box in the back, and there was piss all over. Just like all the trade-in vehicles that I've had to clean to get to where I'm at right now. So, I mean, yeah, and I still work on daily drivers. I'll work on anything. It doesn't matter what it is, but I just know that I have put in so much time and effort, and I have so many tools, and I, like, that's pretty much, like, my main possessions is tools and
products. I think I've seen you post more headlight restoration pictures in the past day or two than ever before. So I will say you're right about that. You do some regular
trash cars. Like there's a clear bra guy up the road and he works on cars. He's got a detailer and he comes over and he's like my nickname is Jan. So he's like, Janice, the cars that you work on are just, they are just roached. Like they are disgusting, and it is what it is. I don't care, but I love the transformation. Yeah. So no, I don't just work on supercars. They just think, I mean, even customers, other detailers, but they don't realize what I had to go through all the times that I've been on the shop floor, like all the stuff, the cuts, the crying, like all the stuff. Cause you know, when sometimes black paint doesn't work out, I mean, you're sitting there and it takes a little bit of, you know, little bit of time. But all the hours, yeah, I've, you know, I definitely, yeah, that's what I got to say.
Gotcha.
That's a big one. Yeah.
Megan or Sarah, you got any, or are you not really?
I was just going to say, I think it's not about the questions. I think it's, are we not here now yet? Are we're still asking why it's different? Like, why is it different that Sydney polishes a car versus, you know, I don't know, Mike Smith? You know, it's like, at what point have they proven themselves enough to where we even have to ask these questions on why it's different? I mean, I've seen everybody's work that's on this panel, and I'm sorry, I'll put it up against any guy. So why are we even comparing anymore? When does that day come where we don't even have to discuss this? You know, Sydney's a detailer, Jennifer's a detailer, Sarah can teach, and it doesn't matter, you know, if they like, you know, their fingernails polished on the weekend. I mean, it just, I think at some point, when is enough? When have they proven themselves? When are we at the level where we don't have to have these questions to begin with? I think that would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you just ruined my last question, so...
I'm sorry.
I'm still gonna ask it, but like, man, did you just you already gave an answer. So when I ask it, you're exempt from answering.
You you have to understand, I've been doing this for over 20 years, and you know, back then it was, you know, oh, you're a female detailer, so like here we are. It's 20 years later, it's 2022. Like, when is that not going to be a question? You know, when does Sydney's detailing look just as good as everybody else? Like, when is that going to happen? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Robin Sweet is watching us, and she said,
"Oh, you go,
yes.
Robin."
She said, "Yes,
cheering you on." Yes.
Appreciate the support, Robin.
There we go. All right. Well, Jason, I know we were going to alternate, but man, now I have to ask my next question, and then I'll let you go. So my next question, Megan, was going to be, how do we get men to see women in the industry as detailers and not women detailers? So
I love that question.
That was my question.
If you can tell me, then you're the main winner there. Cause I've been sitting back watching that for many years thinking, damn, like what else do they have to do?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard because I was talking with Jackie a little bit last night with it. She kind of helped me with some of these questions just so that I didn't come off like a idiot male, right? Like I wanted to like run him past another female detail, another detailer. I wanted to run him past another detailer and get kind of her take and yeah, I mean, it's almost, you know, like the thing that I was telling her is, you know, however many years back, like, you know, they kind of stopped the whole actor actress thing, right? Like now it's actors, but they still categorize them as male actor or female actor. So, you know, even though they've kind of brought in the term together, there's still a difference in how they acknowledge them that way. So yeah,
you know,
so
what,
that
though? I look at it this way. It's all of our industry and we can do better. We can do better as a whole. We own it. It's our industry. And I just think it's, you know, as a whole, we can do better. And, you know, it starts with us. You know, you can blame other people, but it all starts with us. You know what I'm, right. You know, so I feel like everybody's earned their spot. And if they haven't earned their spot, it doesn't matter if they're a guy or girl, somebody's going to call them out. These people are vicious in this industry. Yeah. You know, you make a mistake and you will be hung by 5 p.m. So
yeah.
Publicly, they hang you on social media and it's just, you know, it's sad. It's like, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody's working hard and doing their best. And I just don't really think it matters, you know, whether you're a guy or girl in this industry, and it shouldn't matter. You know, right. We should be over this by now.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. It's, and that's why I, you know, when I thought of that question and then kind of talked with Jackie a little bit, and I said, is this a good, would this be a good question? And she's like, oh yeah, absolutely. That'd be a good question. And she kind of helped me word it to where it doesn't, like I said, just doesn't sound like it's coming from an idiot guy. So yeah. Anybody else want to chime in on that one, or we kind of all agreements with Megan?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the only thing that I really have to add to that, and it's, you know, not necessarily totally about women, but just, I think that this would help move the whole industry forward is just, you know, if we were more supportive of each other. And so I just have to like put this in that my favorite events ever in the whole industry, I mean, everything I've ever attended has been, last weekend we actually did one, we did a shop crawl for the IDA, and that is where, you know, several shops in the area, invite other detailers in the area into their shops. And honestly, I can't tell you how, changing that is for those areas. I've done it in Oregon and Utah, and the community, like within those communities that it embraces, I think as a whole, in as a whole industry, it would really be so beneficial if everybody just was like family and not competitors and not tearing each other down and not separating each other by gender or race or, you know, anything like that. So it's just something that I've seen, that when people let each other in and know that we're all on the same team, regardless of any of that other stuff, like it's just, it's really, really powerful. And it's just something that I've taken away from those events where you let other detailers into your own personal space. And so, I mean, we can even think of that metaphorically, like that it's just amazing things happen. And I think that that can happen throughout the industry, and just, you know, not always having to be in competition with each other and, you know, or worrying about if this person's better at paint correction, if that person's better, if that person works on minivans, like, you know, just stop trying to be in competition. And so that leads over a little bit to males too, but, you know, I think that goes along with that women would just be embraced in the industry if we just embrace everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I gotcha. Jen or Sarah, anything?
I mean, I'm kind of in agreement with what they said. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, same. And I mean, I feel like it's kind of a hard question for us to answer, because like I want to ask the men this, you know, like
no, yeah, you're right. Maybe we should be asking the guys this. Yeah.
And I, you know, I don't.
The next person who's on the episode, we're gonna ask. We're just gonna bombard him with that question. He's not even gonna know what's coming. Get an honest answer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to be abrasive about it, but it's. I feel like, you know, I agree with everything that was previously stated, but it's really a question. Like, look at who is, you know, looking at us differently.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, none of us, you know, with the overeater looking at, you know, judging each other and asking why we're in this industry, you know what I mean? Or, so I just think I just think that there does need to be a shift. And like Megan said, like, when is it enough, you know?
Right. So let me kind of side question, because pretty much everybody on this panel here works either with or closely with males in the industry who are kind of right top tier, right on that top ladder. So, you know, how do we maybe try to get those gentlemen to start doing it to have a trickle down effect to, you know, just the Joe Blow guy that's like, oh, there's some, you know, girl detailer down the street from me now or something like that. Like, how do we, you know, try to get the people who are seen more and have a bigger presence to kind of fall in line with that to have a bigger impact? I mean, Sarah, you're with Jason, Sydney, you're with Bob and Rennie, you know, Jen, you have the ties with the IGL organization who are kind of, you know, big people. And Megan, you just know pretty much everybody. Let's just face it.
I think that's a tough question. I think that for me, I noticed that when, you know, those groups of gentlemen spend time with us, like real time, they understand a lot more and they, you know, are a lot more accepting and willing to adjust. And so I think that that's just going to come from the rest of the men in the industry looking up to them, you know, and seeing how they act and how they talk and how they treat us. So I think that's a little bit of a difficult question, but that would be my answer, is just that they need to watch those guys at the top and how they treat women in the industry. Right. I know for me, I've always been treated very well. But sometimes it does take, you know, about 3 minutes of hanging out with the females to understand what, you know, what we bring to the industry. And I think that it's figured out pretty fast.
Gotcha.
And they just need to eyes wide open.
Gotcha. And I just put it up. So Robin Sweet commented again that those top tier guys already do. They support that, power.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So I'm not saying that they don't, Robin, but you know, if they kind of just start saying, well, hey, they're detailers just like you and me, you know, whatever, like, it might eventually have a trickle down effect, and probably something that won't happen overnight, obviously, but at least if it starts being put into the works, you know, it might one day happen. Yeah. Let's do last ad and we'll come back. I know Jason's got another question. And we'll go from there. We'll be right back.
Oh man, can somebody turn that down? Hey, I wanted to tell you how the Detailers Roadmap has increased leads and boosted my website's optimization on Google. The whole process from start to finish was a breeze, and the Detailers Roadmap staff was there every step of the way. They have a full team of writers and designers to communicate with during your development. And with the Detailers Roadmap, your site is built to convert and rank high on Google's main page. So go to detailersroadmap.com and start your new site design today.
Dang, I missed
it. Oh, you missed it, dude.
I wasn't paying attention, dude.
You missed it. That's all right, though. It's been like a month since you messed that one up.
I know. Actually, I think I messed it up on Megan's interview the other day, too.
You need to start telling your guests that you're doing that, because I mean, if I was on here doing a Q&A, you're just like, today, and I'm like, oh, today. There needs to be a disclosure or a warning.
Listen, we only have a couple more episodes to run it, and if Chris doesn't give me a new one by the new year, then I'm just gonna make a new one. Okay, Jason, you had another question.
So do you think the presence of females in our industry has grown since you've all started in the industry? And do you think it's, you know, going to continue to grow them like in the future?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I think since more have grown, I mean, that's going to influence more. Definitely.
And I want to just say one more thing before anybody else answers, because I've seen like all female trainings and I see how many females attend those trainings and I'm like, damn, where are they hiding?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
And there is still a lot hiding, but I think that, yeah, they're definitely, you know, more willing to come out. And I know, you know, there's a lot that I have met like at SEMA and other events where they say, you know, I've been detailing for 7 years, but this is my first public event. And so, you know, every year there's more and more, you know, and I'm sure that the rest of the ladies on here all get, you know, lots of private messages from other females and even a lot of males too. But yeah, I think more are feeling more confident just in stepping forward. And I think that's cool. But yeah, I definitely think there's going to be more and more.
I also think that it's the fact that we embrace them, you know, if they have anybody else that talks to them, you know, because, you know, being a female and other females see it and it's something that maybe they want to do, you know, we're always, I mean, I'm always prone to being like, hey, you know, come to the shop, or, you know, I'll sit there on my phone, or I'll call them on the phone. It's just a really great feeling. And then it's crazy because I have, you know, some of my best friends are in different states, you know, all over the country, because we just have to talk about detailing sometimes. And then we get together and we, you know, work on a car, and it's some of the best times ever.
Nice. Yeah, I think from, you know, my perspective is, as you all kind of, you know, lay the groundwork, and other females who are getting into it, to you guys, it's gonna start kind of snowball effect in a way, right? Because it'll start being like, okay, there are other women I can reach out to, or that I can look up to, or I can, you know, feel one with, versus like, oh, it's just a, you know, like it's a bunch of guys and I don't know. So I think like what all the ladies who are doing now, the ones here on the panel and the many, many other ones that are out there, it's laying groundwork, seeing, you know, for other ladies seeing that can come, you know that they can come in, and it's a good thing to do, and it's just going to grow and grow and grow. I mean, that's just my perspective on it. Cause just in my short time, it seems like there are way more, you know, detailers of the female persuasion. I'll try to like switch it around a little bit instead of just saying female detailers, right? Try to help out here, but still, like, there's more ladies, you know, now that I noticed than 7 years ago when I got into this. So yeah, that's my take.
For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. No one else? Sarah, Megan?
Yeah, you know, I was just going to say, I think in this industry, when you look at, if you look at the manufacturers, I can name on one hand how many really put forth the effort, the time to bring on female trainers. You know, I know you probably maybe name five companies, if that, maybe not even that many. So I think sometimes the industry changes from the top, and I think it's, you know, our duty to make those changes. You know, Jen's worked with IGL, Sydney's been with PNF, Kara's with Rupes, we've had Robin with Auto Geek, and trying to think of whoever else, you know, but there, if you think about it, it's hard to name a lot of companies that have invested, you know, to diversify their training program. So we have to do a better job at the top. You know, these guys are just following lead. It's what they see in the industry. And I think they need to see a little bit more of it. And to be honest with you, I've seen women teach and I've seen the guys teach, and there's probably a reason why the schools are full of female teachers. They have more patience. They convey the message better, you know. I just think that it needs to start at the top. And I think that's when we'll start seeing some changes.
This is a really good point. Jason, do you have anything else? I'm out.
That was it. This was probably legit one of my favorite episodes. I hope this one gets a shit ton of views and listens.
I hope so. Hopefully we can, get the ball rolling on change. I mean, it's definitely given me, I mean, I don't think I'm a terrible person about it, but it's definitely some ways to think about it. So,
it's always good to get a female's perspective.
Yeah. You mean a detailer's perspective?
Thanks, guys.
You can't win. You just can't win.
We can't.
I'm just gonna see myself out.
Well, listen, Sarah, Sydney, Jen, Megan, thank you for doing this. Like I said, it's something that I've wanted to do for a while. I mean, I've had a couple of conversations with Jen, you know, telling her like, hey, I'd really like to do this ladies panel and kind of, you know, get a take on, you know, the ladies' thoughts and stuff in the industry. And it was just one of those things that, you know, kind of like Megan's episode the other day, like I always don't feel like I'm putting something off. I'm just waiting for the right time. And I feel like when I do it, when it's the right time, then it ends up being a good episode or hopefully decent content. So I'm glad that we did this. I'm glad that you all were a part of it. Thank you so much. And hopefully we'll get some good information out there with this.
Thank you for
awesome.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So fun.
And sorry, we started a little bit late, but you know, better late than never, I guess. Yeah.
Sorry, I never have any idea what time it is.
Yeah, well, it wasn't what Jen had issues with.
I had issues too. So
it actually worked out perfect because you came on at the same time.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, awesome. Well, thanks, everyone.
Have a good night.
Everybody, thanks, have a good too. Night. If we don't
Thank
talk,
you.
Happy holidays.
Happy Christmas. Holidays, absolutely. Yeah.
Yep.
You too. All right. Okay. See ya.
Right. Bye.
All right, man. So where'd you go? Oh, there you are.
There I am.
I was like, where'd you go?
Hi.
Did you forget we do after walks or whatever?
No, I did not.
And still with us. So yeah, man. I mean, I really enjoyed this. I hope we didn't come off like a couple of assholes.
Someone will say I'm an asshole, but it's okay.
Yeah, I hope maybe it opens some eyes on, you know, some things that can change in the industry or should change in the industry.
I hope that this episode encouraged females. What I really want the take to be from this.
So I'm gonna say this, and I hope that whoever's listening to it gets my intention. I hope it doesn't come off, you know, as an asshole. But maybe we should make the shirts that say "I am a female detailer" with the female crossed out for the ladies. So it's just "I am a detailer." You know what I mean?
So you want to make a woman shirt that says "I'm not a woman, I'm a detailer," specifically for just women.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then probably a unisex shirt too, right?
I mean, like I said, I don't know. Like, dude, there's a lot of those t-shirts out now that, you know, it's like I'm a famous podcaster and then the famous is crossed out or things like that, you know. And so it just kind of made me
giving you a hard time, dude.
I know, but I'm just thinking like, you know, if it starts in a way like we, you know, I mean, if it's a t-shirt, if it's a bumper sticker, if it's a post, if it's a whatever, right? Like where it's, I'm a female detailer with female crossed out. I'm a detailer, right? Like it's just like, again, why, you know, why put the female in there? But yeah, I mean, it's,
I mean,
it's,
I get it and stuff. I think it's just like, I, you know, I struggled with that when I did the female Assassin of War. I was like, I hope I don't get a lot of flack for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it comes down to it, it's always been, it's labels. It's always been separated. King, queen, prince, princess. You know what I mean? So
it just
naturally happens. Is it, you know, it's not that we don't think of females as our equals. It's just, it's like a natural thing that just happens.
And it is a little bit tough. I mean, I think, you know, especially if, you know, when I refer somebody to Jackie, you know, if somebody's calling me for a detail job and maybe I can't do it, but I want to refer them to Jackie, you know, I don't say, you know, this girl I know who's a detailer or my friend's a detailer. I say, hey, I say, hey, I have a friend who's a detailer. You know, here's her name. Here's her, you know, whatever. Kind of the same way with the ladies on the panel tonight. You know, I mean, like, Jen is a detailer to me, you know, like,
oh, yeah, that's all details, absolutely,
female detailer or whatever, you know. So I think that, you know, maybe it's kind of there, maybe it's just not used enough.
I think it's just like, so we use the gender label on some things, but then we also use like a different label as business owner, manager, supervisor. Yeah. Like, we don't say, oh, that's a female supervisor. No, she's a supervisor, dude.
Yeah.
But as far as like, you know, using the difference as far as like gender identity or whatever, I think that's, you know, a little different, but we should definitely, what you're saying, stop doing the labels on top of another label.
Yeah.
It's not necessary.
Yeah. So hopefully everybody who's listening to this or watched it, hopefully, you know, it's good. Hopefully we put something out that's decent.
We had 3 viewers today.
We did.
And now they're gone because they don't know that we do this.
Or because
all the females left.
All because the females left today.
Yeah. It's not ladies' night anymore.
Right. They're not sticking around for the men's part of the night.
I was probably the only guy that was watching.
Probably.
We need to do better, man. We need to do better as men in our industry. With the females, we need to stop putting that female label on top of their actual label.
And you know, let's maybe follow the ladies and be less drama.
I ain't ever gonna stop. Yo, I felt so ashamed. ashamed. I was like, shit. It's like Sydney was talking. It was the right hook. Then Sarah came in. It was the uppercut. Then Jen came in. It was like the left hook. And then Megan with the gut punch and the knockout blow. It was like, fuck.
Yeah. See, I'm glad you felt that because I know you like to stir up controversy.
Gonna hide from it, dude. I talk shit.
I know you.
But the shit I talk is true.
I know you do.
And like whereas I said,
I'm the guy sitting there eating the popcorn, laughing at it all, just like I was laughing at them. You know, giving you the one-twos.
Look, bro, that shit this weekend was funny. Ain't gonna lie. And it wasn't funny what was being said. It was just funny of how it started. Like, really? Over that kind of crap? Come on.
Yeah, we're not gonna get into that though.
No, we're not, but that's the end of it.
Yeah. All right, so closings. Please go like, share, follow anywhere that you're listening to the podcast. Please leave us a 5-star review. We do have a 5-star rating on Apple. We have a 4.6. On Spotify because somebody gave us a 4-star review, but please go leave us a review. Just like I said all the time, you ask your clients for reviews so that it helps your business. This does the same thing for us, although instead of putting us higher up on Google, it just puts us into the podcast you might enjoy category wherever you're listening to podcasts, because again, the more reviews we get, then the better 5-star reviews we get, the more that we get pushed into. And kind of lastly, I do want to say a huge thank you to everybody who has been listening to the podcast, not only, since the beginning, but since I made that little Facebook Live the other day, kind of, pleading for everybody to go and get us to, 70,000 before the end of the year. We've had probably, I think it's about 800 listens just since I made that live. I think Monday, I think I did that, if I'm not mistaken. So we're almost at 69,000. We're a couple away. So we have what, 3 more weeks to get 1,000. I mean, if you guys
16 more days.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys can do 800 in the past, whatever it's been, 3 or 4 days or so, I mean, shit, we could probably be there by next week, which will be awesome. So thank you to everybody who's been going back and listening to old ones. Dean's been the man. Dean puts it on. Dean starts it on the first one and just puts, you know, continuous play and just has it going in the background of his
one
shot.
One after another. But, that's like 8 hours of podcast.
Yeah, exactly. First of all, it's awesome that he's doing that, but awesome that he's going back and listening to those early days ones, because those are rough. Those ones were rough, but at least it shows the growth in the podcast. All right, so that's it. Everybody have a great night, great day, great whenever you're listening to this, and
just have a great time.
Yeah, we'll be back. next week on What's on Your Mind with Alan Medcraft. That one's gonna be fun. So Alan's always good for a good time.
Yeah.
So
I just like hearing him talk.
I know. All right, everybody. Take care. Have a great night. We'll talk to you later. Soon. Bye.